The Songlines by Bruce Chatwin. Why, when Aboriginal life had been so uniform, had there been 200 languages in Australia? Could you really explain this in terms of tribalism or isolation? Surely not. Sometimes, she said, I'll ask old Alex to name a plant and he'll answer, no name, meaning the plant doesn't grow in my country. She'd then look for an informant who had, as a child, lived where the plant grew and find it did have a name after all. The dry heart of Australia, she said, was a jigsaw of microclimates, of different minerals in the soil and different plants and animals. A man raised in one part of the desert would know its flora and fauna backwards. He knew which plant attracted game. He knew his water. He knew where there were tubers underground. In other words, by naming all the things in his territory, he could always count on survival. But if you took him blindfold to another country, she said, he might end up lost and starving. Because he'd lost his bearings? Yes. You're saying that man makes his territory by naming the things in it? Yes, I am. Her face lit up. Wendy said that even today, when an Aboriginal mother notices the first stirrings of speech in her child, she lets it handle the things of that particular country, leaves, fruit, insects, and so forth. The child will toy with the thing, talk to it, test its teeth on it, learn its name, repeat its name, and finally chuck it aside.